Lini Mesechtes Shabbos, Daphne Aleph and Min Aleph. The Mishnah says, Loi kisei mi bayid yoyim, loi yichaseni mishetech shach. If you didn't cover it mi bayid yoyim, you can't cover it once it gets dark. And this is the din of Atmanah Bedavah she'enei meisif hevel. Atmanah Bedavah she'meisif hevel is even aser when you matmi mi bayid yoyim. It can't be mutman Bedavah she'meisif hevel on Shabbos. But even Atmanah Bedavah she'enei meisif hevel, if you didn't do mi bayid yoyim, you can't do it mishetech shach. But kiseyu, if you did cover it, then it's gala, and it got uncovered, mutter l'chaseisei. Then it's mutter to recover it. And here we have a machlekes rishayim. There's really two issues. One shayla is mibayid yoyim, and one shayla is mishetech shach. Taisus asks a kasha, what's the pshat it says if it was nizgala, it's mutter l'chaseisei? You could even be megalat be a dayim, and be chayza, and be mechaset. Why is it only by Nizgala? And for Taisus, and the Rosh, and some other Rishayim, that is coming to teach you a Chiddush, that even me by Dyoim, if it was Nizgala, you could still be Mechase Mishetech Shach, a big Chiddush, because Be'emes, when Shabbos came in, it wasn't Mutman, but you were Matman it, Al Das, that it should be Mutman on Shabbos, and without your Yediyah, it got Nizgala, it wasn't Mutman anymore. That money fell off. And when it came Shabbos, it wasn't Mudman. So that's a big Chiddush. You would think that that's being Matman Metchila B'Shabbos. Kamash Malon, since the plan was that it should be Mudman, and it was just accidentally not Mudman, so then it's considered that you're not being Matman Metchila B'Shabbos, you're just extending the old Atmana. Mashain Kain, if you uncover to be a Daini B'Yayim, then you don't have this Heter. So that's a big Chiddush. And really, there are three shittas. Because the lashon we have in Taisus is that if you were megalat b'yadayim b'yadayim, kedei l'chaseisei mishetech shach, you can't. That says, if you were megalat b'yadayim, kedei l'chaseisei kaidim shetech shach, that's also included in the heter of nizgala. Like, let's say you were matmen it, you covered it with towels in b'yadayim, and then you took it off, you took off the towels, you were planning on replacing the towels before Shabbos, and you just didn't get around to it. So that's the same thing as Kisev and Nizgala, which Taisus and the Rishayim here are saying, you're allowed to be Mechaset. So who would then, if you were Megalet, but you were planning on being Mechaset before Shabbos, and accidentally remained Megula when Shabbos came, that's also like it was Nizgala without your will, even though you were Megalit, because you were planning on being Mechasid before Shabbos, and also it's not considered Atmana B'Tchila B'Shabbos. But Taisus says, let's say you were Megalit, you uncovered it, and your plan was to return the cover on Shabbos, but that means that when it came into Shabbos, it was uncovered, that was part of your plan, then it's also to be Mechasid. That's the Lashon of Taisus. But the Lashon of the Rosh is that if you megalat be a daim by yoim, and daita shaloy l'chaseisei mishetech shach, and you weren't planning on being mechaset mishetech shach, then it's aser. The Rosh is mashma that if you were mechaset by yoim, and then you megalat, and the plan was to return the kisei after it got dark, that would also be mutter. That's even a much bigger chiddush. As long as you started that mana process, and you interrupted it, but you were planning on putting it back after Mishetech Shach, that would also be mutter. That's a tremendous chiddush. So there's a machlekes hapeskim. The Beis Yosef learns Taisus like the Rosh. The Beis Yosef must have had the girsa in Taisus like we have in the Rosh. That as long as you were planning on covering it, even if you were planning on covering it on Shabbos, but since you were mechaset mi bayid yoyim, you uncovered it, but you planned on recovering it, even though the recovering was going to happen on Shabbos, it's also mutter. He holds that way in Taisus and the Rosh. The Bach, fakert, the Bach changes the Rosh to be like Taisus. He says, Avada, if your original plan was to keep it uncovered when Shabbos came, that Avada wouldn't work. What both Taisus and the Rosh means, if the plan was to recover it before Shabbos, that would work. But if you weren't planning on recovering it before Shabbos, then already it wouldn't work. And the Karban Asana learns that Taisus is the way we have it, and the Rosh is the way we have it. It's Taka Machlaikis, Taisus, and the Rosh, and he's tailed it in another Machlaikis, and the Machlaikis later, with whether Rav Shimon Gamliel is arguing on the Tanakhama or agreeing, which we'll discuss. But Bekitzer, the Rishonim are saying, Taisus the Rosh Rabbeinu Yeruchim, they're all saying that if I covered it before Shabbos and it got uncovered and I didn't know about it and it came Shabbos, it was still uncovered, I'm allowed to recover it. Even though Shabbos started off without it being mutman. If I deliberately uncover it without planning on recovering it, of course I can't recover it on Shabbos. That's why it says Nisgala. If I deliberately uncovered it and I plan on recovering it before Shabbos, and even if I forgot, that's like it was uncovered by itself. That's like Nisgala and then it'll be mutter. But if I deliberately uncover it and I plan on covering it on Shabbos, Taisus sounds like it's Aser, the Rosh seems like it's mutter, the Beis Yosef holds both Tais and the Rosh holds it's mutter, the Bach holds that both Tais and the Rosh holds it's Aser, and the Karmen Sandal holds that Taisus holds it's Aser and the Rosh holds it's mutter. But the Beis Yosef brings Kamer Rishonim, the Snag, the Smak, the Sefer HaTrumah, the Rambam is Koy Mashman this way, the Yerushalmi that the Smag brings says is very, very beferish, that any time it's uncovered me by Yom, it came into Shabbos while it was uncovered, it's Aser to recover it. They're arguing on this Chiddush of Taisus when it says Kiseyu v'nizgala, that means Dafka on Shabbos, but if it's Kiseyu mi b'yid yayim, if it was Nizgala mi b'yid yayim, and it wasn't recovered before Shabbos, you're not allowed to recover it on Shabbos. That's the Das of the Smag, the Smak and the Sefer Chuma, the Mashmoyis of the Rambam, that's the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah says, even though the Ali Rabba clears to say like the Bach, because Kamer Rishonim hold that way, but Reiv Achreinim go with the Shulchan Aruch, that's Aser. But this whole discussion is, if it was in Skalami B'Yayim. When it's in Skalami B'Yayim, there Taisus the Rosh Ben Yeruchim hold its mutter to be Mechasim Yishetachshach, and we paskin like the Smak, and the Smag and the Sefer Chuma and the Rambam that it's Aser, and if he's Megalami B'Yayim, and he doesn't plan to recover it, of course it's Aser, and if he does plan to recover it, there's a Shaila if it means he has to plan to recover it B'Yayim, or even planning to recover it on Shabbos, is also mutter. But that's not how we paskin. In all cases, when it's uncovered mibayim, it's aser. Now, kipshutai, if it was covered before Shabbos, even though the Mishnah says kisev and is galam mutalach saisei, but who and then if he uncovered it, he could recover it. But the Amar first Rishonim that say, Rav Rishonim all the way of Adam, but there are some Rishonim that say, that the Mishnah is talking about Shabbos, Kisevin is Gala Mutlach Sais is talking about Dafka on Shabbos, and it's Dafka by Nisgala, if he is Megalad, he can't recover it. And that's a little bit tolly, and a big Sibuch in the Rishonim, how to understand the Braisa, which the Gemara brings later, Taner Abanan, Afa Bisharmu, Ein Taim the Mafilu Bedavish, Ein the Mesef Helva Michashecha, but in Bala Hesef Mesef, even though you're not allowed to be Madman, but you're allowed to add to that Mana. And then the Braisa, the Girsa we have is Ketzer Oisa, Ebshim Gil Oimen Neitlas Esedinim Amniachas Aglufgrim, Oin Neitlas Aglufgrim Amniachas Esedin. So there's a Machlekes Rishonim for Goris Ketzer Oisa. Because Taisa says that we can't be Goris Ketzer Oisa, because the Tanakham is saying you could be Mosef, it doesn't sound like you could switch it into a new Atmana. And Ebshim Gil seemed to be Mekel more. He seemed to be Mekel more than not only you could be Mosef, but you could totally switch it from one Atmana to another Atmana. So it's a Machlaikis. The Tanakhama says that all you could do is be Maisif. You can't switch it from one Atmana to another Atmana. And Ebshim Gamliel says you can even switch it. So the Rosh says if you're going to learn that way, that it's a Machlaikis. So first of all, you could say the Lach is like the Tanakhama. Usually we have a Tanakhama against a Tana with the name. Tanakhama is like the Rambam. So Allah is like the Tanakhama, that you're not allowed to switch the Hatmana. That will come out Allah Lamaisa Chumra. And then the Rosh adds, and Lefi Zeh, you could learn the Mishnah Kisev in Nizgala, Mutalach Saisei Dafka Nizgala, but be a Dayan, it will be Asalach Saisei. So here's one Makar in the Rishonim that is a Tzad that even on Shabbos, you could only be mechassid if it was nizgala me'ela, but not if you were megalit. But the Beis Yosef asks on the Rosh that l'chayr it's not true, because the same Re that said that he thinks the Tanakhama is arguing of Shimon Gamliel, the same Re said that if you're allowed to be megalit, be a dayim, and be mechasit. And he brings a raya from the earlier Mishnah, which says that you could take the kedera from the gizei tzemer and put it back, as long as it wasn't the skalka laguma. Shtikl shver in the rush. Now the Beis Yosef says that the pshat is like this: if you're putting it back in the same atmana was before, that's mutter. But to move it to a different atmana, that new atmana is atmana b'tchila b'shabbos. That's the pshat in the Ri. So the Rosh really only says it b'derech efshir, and the Beis Yosef is the showing the Ri himself doesn't hold that way. So we still don't have a clear Rishain that holds that if a person was megalit mechashecha, that he's not allowed to be mechasit, kiseh v'nis galim me'elav is davka. But Rav Rishainim learn, and this is how we paskin, that Shimon Gamliel is not arguing on the Tanakam, he's being mefarish the Tanakam. And the pshat that's in Rav Yishayinim is be'erich. And the Taisus asks, what do you mean? Shimon Gamliel seems to be mekel more. He's just saying, Shimon Gamliel is explaining that as long as you have some atman and b'idyayim, it's already mutman, and then you can do what you want. As though you'll say that if you just have a sadin on it, that's not really atmana. Now you're going to put glufker in, that's a real atmana. So that's usser. No, Shimon Gamliel says, no, you can take off the sadin and put on the glufkrin, you can take off the glufkrin and put on the sadin, even if it's a totally different type of atmana. As long as it was mutman. And that's the chiddush, it's two chiddushim. There's a chiddush of the haysaf, it's not called the new atmana. It's already called mutman ha'idei, the sadin, you can be meisiv the glufkrin, and there's a chiddush, you don't have to be meisiv it on the atmana that was there, you can even move it to the different atmana. But it's all one shita. But the Ramban brings an interesting tzad. The Ramban first has a tzad that Shimon Gamliel is explaining, if you want to be meisiv, you can't be meisiv on this atmana. The only way you can be meisiv is moving it out of this atmana and making a different atmana, and then you don't see the isafa as much. If you're meisiv on this atmana, that looks like atmana b'chil v'shamis. If you remove it from this atmana and replace it, and gradually replace it with a better atmana, so then it looks, doesn't look as bad. The Ramban doesn't like that pshat. But then the Ramban brings another pshat, which he also argues with, that once you destroy the atmana, even if Shimon Gamliel holds that you can't make a new atmana, if Shimon Gamliel means that as long as it's somewhat mutman, you're taking off one of its garments and you're replacing that with a different garment, but still has another garment on it, so then that's not a problem. But if you uncover it totally, then it would be a problem. And also the Kolboy brings Rabbeinu Peretz that way, that if you uncover it, you're not allowed to recover it. And the Shaila is, what do you do with the Mishnah before, though? The Mishnah before said that the Chacham said about Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Noitu l'magza, you could take it out of the Gizei Tzemer and put it back. And even Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is only bothered if it would be Niskalka Laguma, and some Yishayim hold on because of Totul Muksa. And the Rambam is a shtickle mashma. The Rambam says that if it's Kiseyu, if it's Nizgala on Shabbos, then you could be Mechasit. Which is shtickle mashma, Dafka Nizgala. But if he can't be Megala, then be Mechasit, like this Chumrah. But the Rambam himself, Paskin, Rav Shimon Gamliel, is explaining the Tanakhama, and Yolani even change it from Sadinim to Neitza. That's the Rambam's words. So I saw the Netziv, the Gevaldige Teich, how you could shtim these Rishainim. It's called Rishainim. The Ramban brings Rishainim. The Kolboy brings Rishainim. And the Rambam is a shtickle mashma that way, that if a person's megalit, even on Shabbos, he can't be mechasit. Has a shtim with the Mishnah that says that he could be neitul l'machzir. And the Tziv also wants to answer b'kiveges kasha. We mentioned in the previous year that the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayim says that the reason why in the skalka laguma you can't be machzir is because it blames a new atmana. You can only return it to the same atmana. You can't make a new atmana. But the Rambam himself paskins that you can be neitus as dinim nech as a glufgrim, neitus as glufgrim nech as a dinim. So what's the pshat? The kveg blames a tzarechi in gadol. So the Netziv says it depends. If you return it right away, if you're just taking out the pot to take out the food and you're returning it right away, that's mutter, as long as the guma is still there, as long as the original atmana material is still there. And who then, if you'd want to change the atmana, like Rav Shimon Gamliel says, but you want to do it right away, you want to just switch it from one thing to another thing, that's mutter. But by nizgala, if it's nizgala for a long time, then it's batal the original atmana. That's the pshat. If you just want to be megalit and instantly be mechasit, then it's not batal the original atmana. But if you're megalit for a long time, and then you decide to be mechasit, so it's already batal the original atmana, If it was by itself, so then they were mekel. But if you did it by a dayim, then they were machmir and said it was bottle of the original atmana. Hashem came when you meniach asadin, neidlos asadin, meniach asadin, neidl guf, meniach asadinim, you're doing it right away, that's mutter. So that would explain the Rishayim that say, if you take it off, you can't put it back, and the Mishnah there by neidl amach says right away. Hashem, if you take it off and you wait some time, so then you wouldn't be allowed to put it back again. That's how it could work, according to the Nitzav. Now, the Mishnah says, you're allowed to take water and put it under the pillow or the cushion. And the Gemara has a whole discussion, are you allowed to be matmin the tzaynin? Because maybe only the kiten shalmayim, which is not the darkel hatmin, but the tzaynin, which is darkel hatmin, maybe it's aser. But the Gemara comes out, it's mutl hatmin as a tzaynin. But there's a machlekes yishenim. What does it mean, mutl hatmin as a tzaynin? Rashi says, Lahamin is a tzaynin to insulate the cold thing in order to keep it cold. That's what Rashi says. So Rashi's mashmana, even something cold or lukewarm, if you're insulating it to keep it warm, that it shouldn't get too cold, that'll be aser. Mutl lahamin is a tzaynin is dafka to keep it cold. And even that, there's a half a minute to aser. Exera, that maybe if you're being matmin, as maybe they'll see you being matmin food in order to keep the temperature, so they'll be matmin hot food also. That's it's sad that it's aslam and it's a tzaynin. Kamash Malan, there's a difference. If you're being matminit to keep it hot, that's also. If you're being matminit to keep it cold, that's mutter. But even cold or lukewarm food, if you're being matminit that it shouldn't get colder to keep it warm, that's also. But the Rishayim bring from the Ga'ainim that no, that any time the food is not boiling hot, they will make Xeris Atman. And Xeris Atman was on hot food because they didn't have a problem with Shemi Asiach. But if Lahedya being matmin, colder food, warm food, lukewarm food, tzaynin, it's not boiling hot, it's mutta to be matmin them, even if it's to keep in whatever heat it has. And the Rishayim say, that's only by a davar she'enem ha'isef hevel. The heter is, davar she'enem, you don't have the issue of davar she'enem ha'isef hevel on Shabbos. But if you're using a davar ha'isef hevel, even if it's tzaynin, it's also derived from Chaim Teveria, where they took a sea line of tzaynin, they put in the chametz tvei, there was an isser of atmana b'davra ha'meisef hevel, even though there we were talking about cold water. Now, the Gemara brings down, v'cheinu yabshimim mil aymer, le'asu ala isem mechem, avapinim imechem lemechem mutter, hashti kura kameker esuchah kamarsechla. That atmana is only in the pot that it was cooked in. If you pour it into a different pot, it's mutter. And Rashi says, that why is it mutter? Rashi explains the Gemara, since you are planning, you're trying to make it colder, so there's no haven you'll make it hotter. The Isra Atman is because to make it hotter, if you've been miskaven making it colder, there's no haven you'll make it hotter. So the Ran says that the Rambam says the reason why it's mutter by Pinim Echel Mechem is there only Geyser Atman in the Klivishin and the Klisheni. The only guys in a klivishin, my klivishin, are afraid Shemi Asiach, not by a klisheni. But he doesn't say because you had kavanah to make it colder. He says, Tam, since it's not in its original pot, they weren't guys are atmana. So Zag the Ran, Rash Lishitasa couldn't learn that way. Because the Rambam that holds like the Ga'inim, that mutl hatmin is a tzaynin means even to keep it warm. So now you could say a bigger chiddush, not only tzaynin, not only something which is lukewarm, which is no longer hot, is mutter to insulate it to keep it warm. Even something which is hot, but it's not a klimishin, it's also mutter. But Rashi that holds that mutter latmin is a tzaynin is only to keep it cold. And if you mean matmin the tzaynin to keep it warm, even tzaynin is aser. So a klisheni is not worse than tzaynin. So why would a klisheni be mutter? Elamayim, because he has kavanah to cool it down. It's two different aterim. If it just cooled down by itself, so as long as you want to keep it hot, there's an iser shemi arsiach. But here it didn't cool down by itself. You tried to cool it down with kavana, then you have a heter of atmana. But if you're not trying to cool it down with kavana, then you wouldn't have a heter. Now the chayyur is a big nafkamina lalacha. If let's say you poured it into another pot, but you bechlal didn't want it to be cool off, you poured it into another pot. Let's say because adrabah, because you want to be matmin it. You don't have an Eitzah, it's Shabbos, so you pour into another pot. According to Rashi, that wouldn't be good. It's only if you pour into another pot, al das to be Mekayrit. then you'd be allowed to be matmin it. But if you stam put another pack because you really don't want it to be cool off, you just have no other eitzah how to be matmin it. So that lechor be also according to Rashi. Mashen kein according to the shittas that hold that you mutter l'hamin is a sign even to keep it warm. And you go like the Rambam shita that the pshat is stam, they're only goes in a kli rishon and a kli sheni. So even if you put it in the other pot, not only that to keep it, to cool it off, would also be mutter. Now, l'alacha, the Mishnah Berurah nemzan, like the Mekilim here, that mutter l'hamin is a tzainin is even to keep it warm, and therefore, the reason why pinim imechem l'mechem is mutter is not because he had kavanah to cool it off, but it's always mutter because it only goes in a kli rishon. So even if you didn't have kavanah to cool it off, and even if it's boiling hot, if you pinim imechem l'mechem, it would also be mutter to be matmin. There's a very interesting tshuva from the Igros Moshe, Arachayim Chelek Aleph Siman Tzadik Hei, that he was asked, are you allowed to pour something hot into a thermos on Shabbos? You're allowed to use a thermos on Shabbos. And Bemison, I would declare that maybe a thermos is not a tmana bechlal. That's the pot. A very well-insulated pot. Hatmana means that you cover the pot with a blanket. But the pot itself is not a tmana, so the pot's very insulated. I would claim to say it's bechal not a tmana. But Ramesha doesn't have such a tzat. He seems to them on that the thermostat, not a thermostat, a thermos, is a tmana. But he says, l'chayr it's mutter, because he goes through the sugya like we went through it. That if you hold like Rashi, so pinim imech l'mechem is only when you mechavin to cool it down. Here he's putting in the thermos, he's not mechavin to cool it down, he's mechavin to insulate it. So according to Rashi, it is a tzad that it's aser. But he holds the ma'isa, we don't paskin that way. We paskin like the Rambam, like the Ga'inim, that mutl ha'min is a tzainin means even to keep it warm. So kum des pinim l'mechem l'mechem is a pshat, that you don't need kavanah to cool it down. Stam! They weren't guys in a klisheni. So mamela, it will be mutter to use a thermos. But he's mefalpel a lot about it. He declares that maybe the Shulchan Aruch is paskening that you need kavanah to cool it down. He's being mefalpel. Halacha l'maisi holds its mutter, but then he says, but then it'll be a mugging for a bal nefesh to be machmer, like she dis Rashi, you need kavanah to cool it down. He brings the taisis shishanim, also holds like Rashi, div maslav apinu l'mechel l'mechel mutter. But he says a swear like this. He says, that much he's maskim, that when you put in the thermos, until you cover it, there's no atmana. You never matmin it. That's not called atmana. It's not mutman from all sides. Elamai, when you cover it. He says, the covering is not atmana because the covering is not done for the purpose of insulation. The covering is done, it's not you want it covered. Anything you have, you want covered. So the covering is not done for the purpose of insulation. It's not makisig deira. That's why he holds this non-atmana, even according to Rashi. That's why he says even a bal nefesh doesn't have to be machmer. Now let's go weiter. The Gemara brings a brisa that taman v'kisa b'davar nitel b'shabbos. If you're taman and kisa and something which you could move on Shabbos, or taman b'davar she'eni nitel b'shabbos v'kisa b'davar nitel b'shabbos. So let's say you did atmana with something which is muksa, but you covered it with something which is not muksa. So raise an eitel machse. Very easy. You could just take off whether everything was not muksa, or even if what you put around the pot was muksa, but as long as the top is not muksa, so you could just take off whatever that tmon is, take out the pot and put it back. But taman v'kisa b'dava she'enin into b'shabbos, if let's say you did tatmana and kisa in something which you can't move on Shabbos, or you should taman b'dava nito b'shabbos v'kisa b'dava she'enin into b'shabbos, and ma'yim megula miksasa ineitu l'machzir, v'mlav ineitu l'machzir. If let's say both that tmana and the kisa were muksa, or if that tmana was not muksa but the kisa is muksa, so if there was something megula, so then you could take it off. You're able to take it out, but if not, so you can't move the muksa, so you're not going to be able to get to it. So Rashi asks the kasha, if all of it's muksa, so you can't get to it. But if let's say just the kisa is muksa, but the thing around the sides, the taman, is not muksa. So why can't you remove what's around the sides and tip it over by holding it from the sides? Just like it says in the Mishnah, in Daf and Perek Neitel, Daf Kum and Beis and Beis, that when you have a stone on top of a chavis, you could just tip over the chavis and it'll fall. So Rashi says, that's only when you forgot it there. But if you left it there, it's a basis of davar aser. So here, if the kisa was einanidl, so you can't move the pot because it's a basis. So what about by megula miksase? So Rashi, it's not a tiltal. That's not a tiltal. You're just pushing it, and the kisa is falling off on its own. So Tosis asks Akasha that thereby the Evan al Pia Chavis, there are two things which are asa by a basis. One thing that's asa by a basis is to tip over the Chavis, and the other thing is to pick up the Chavis and bring it out. If Maisa Beina Chavis, Megbiu Mat Al Tzida, both these things are asa if it's a basis. But even tipping over is aser. That's the chayr, what's called near, and even that's aser by a basis. So Taisus says a chiddush, why it's not a basis? I'll be a chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam, that a basis is only when you intended to leave it there the whole Shabbos. If you intended to shake it off on Shabbos, so it never becomes a basis. A basis is only when the intention is it should be there the entire Shabbos. So why don't you just shake it off? What's the teretz to Rashi? So Taisus talks about practically how if it's covered with the davar sheni nitl, practically it won't work. It's talking about a case where you practically can't get into the chavis to shake it off. Yeah, but l'chayy Rashi is very shver. Like Rashi is saying that it is a basis, and still Rashi is saying by megula miksase it's mutter. He says because it's not a tiltal shemitzana devakisa neifel me'elov. What does that mean? L'chayy that's near, and near is also by a basis. Now, it's also shver is Rashi earlier, by the Afman Testament Aleph, where the Mishnah says, Neitelus a kisa vehein neiflois. So when you put gizei tzemer on, you could pick up the kisa vehein neiflois. And Rashi says, even though the gizei are on it, leich beslan, d'loy nasa basis lehen. Shein osi el lechasis kedera. It doesn't become a basis. Here Rashi says it does become a basis, and there Rashi says it doesn't become a basis. A plea of digestira, tin Rashi on that memtes, and Rashi on that nan aleph. So I want to shtel tzur b'kivege here. B'kivege does quote the Rashi here in Dafnan Aleph in Ishtikl and explain it the way I'm going to explain it. That's b'kivege's hezmer. He happens not to quote the Rashi in Dafnan Tes. I saw it says it that the Goyis of Ebruchim Fishel Perlau in his Jewish Fechidish said the Rashi in Memtes. B'kivege is later, it's in Daf Kuf Chavheim and Beis, where he's trying to explain the Rashi there. A diik he had in Rashi. Well, Rashi was mavur there that the only problem by meniach is the tiltal, not the near. The Gemara there on Kuf Chaf Heim and Beis brings this mishnah: Evan shall be a chavis mat al tzid vinei felis. And then the Gemara says leishanu ol b'shecheach meniach nasav basas adavar asa, like Rashi quoted him. And Rashi goes out of his way to say leishanu demutil taltal hachavis ve'evan alev, like it says afterwards a ma'aseh bein hachavis. That's only b'shechech and not b'minyach. Why didn't Rashi say that the ikur din of nir is only b'shechech and not b'minyach? And Rashi lehenya on that Gemara, on that Mishnah that says evan shbeichavas matat seed in the fellas, and the Gemara says leshano b'shechech. Rashi there says leshano b'shechech leshano matal tzina dechavas el b'shechech. My Mishnah stira. So Mikvega says, and he got the idea from Taisus on Daf Kufchav Gimel and Aleph, that Taisus says, Taisus there is talking about when you have a basis which you're not planning on being there the entire Shabbos, and Taisus says, Enechanami, it's not a basis, you're allowed to do near, but you're still not allowed to do tiltal. It's like a mixas basis. Near you could do, but tiltal you can't do. So Rabbi Kivega explains, and there's really another svar in Hilchas Basis, the svar of the Baal Amar. The Baal Amar says that Basis is only when you're putting the Dava Muksa there because you want the Dava Muksa. The Dava Muksa belongs there. The thing that's holding the Dava Muksa is the Mishamish the Dava Muksa. It's providing a place to keep the Dava Muksa. Now, Shekin went fakert. You put the Dava Muksa there in order to Mishamish the Dava She'ena Muksa. There's a practical reason why the Dava Muksa is being Mishamish the Dava She'ena Muksa. It's not a Basis. So that's a case here by Hetmana. You're not putting the Gizei Tzem and the Dover Sheina Nitel on the pot because that's its place and the pot is holding up the Gizei Tzem and Fakert. The Gizei Tzem is being Meshamish the pot. So according to the Baal Amar, it's not a basis. And we shouldn't bring that svar over here. For Zotir B'Kivega, Rashi holds it's like a mixas basis. It would be allowed to do near, but you wouldn't be allowed to do tiltal. So Mel is very good, the two Rashis he quoted. The Rashi in Kuf Chav Hayamid Bey is there, the stone was on the oven to cover the chavis. There the stone was on the chavis to cover the chavis. It was being mishamish the chavis. So Rashi says, even by Meniach, near would be mutter, only tiltal would be aser. Now Shaken in Perik Neitel, the stone was on the chavis because he wanted to have a place for the stone to be. He needed a place to put down the stone. So the chavis and mishamish the stone, that's a complete basis, even near is aser. So Rikvega doesn't mention it, like I said, Yeruchim Fishel Perla mentioned it, L'chayitz Mamish Medeik Tuv in Rashi. Because Rashi early is explaining why there's no Issa near. Why there's no Issa near, it's not a basis, She'ena Asel L'chayitz HaKdeir, because the Kdeir is not being Mishamish the Gizei Tzemer Faket. The Gizei Tzemer is being Mishamish the Kdeir. So that's why there's no Issa, that's why there's no Din of near. Now Shaken here, when Rashi says, Yifne Sivaseh, if you can't tip over the handle, you have to be Yifne Sivaseh and tip over the pot, that's already a tilt the Rashi holds. So Rashi brought in the M'haisa Bein Achavius to explain why that's not Mutter. So that's only by Shakach and Abbe Minyach, even when it's being Mishamish, the Dover Hanitel below it, but Akoponim only nearly Mutter, not Tiltal. And Rashi holds, if you take out the pot of the sides and turn it over, then you're doing Tiltal. Then if it legabi tiltal, it's a basis. So when Rashi says that when miksasim gula, that's not called tiltal, shemin tzad of the kisa neif le'elav, you're right, that's not called tiltal, that's called near. But why isn't there a problem of near? It's not genug of a basis to ask the near. Like Rashi said earlier, because zayne asal lechasis chavis. Nishtikos mamashar b'kivega on nadaf kufchav heim and base. I'm just adding in, like a Ruchim Fisher Perlo adds, then it stems very good with the Rashi early in Daf Mem Tes also.